Welcome to the extended sessions, You Are Enough Tapping Meditation. In this tapping meditation, we'll gently explore the stress, anxiety, doubt, and overwhelm that comes from believing that you are not enough, and we'll move into a place of acceptance and peace. We'll learn together how healing this misguided belief that you are not enough can open up worlds of possibilities in every aspect of your life. This is an extended process, much longer than our usual tapping meditations. Feel free to stop whenever you feel like you've done enough and repeat this session as often as it's helpful. We'll begin by tuning into the stress or anxiety around the opposite belief that you are not enough. So say out loud, I am not enough. How true does that feel to you on a scale of 0 to 10? How tense or stressed do you feel when you think about being enough? Mark the intensity level on a scale of 0 to 10 on the app. And take a gentle breath in. And letting go. And now let's do some tapping. Tapping on the side of the hand, the karate chop point. Repeat after me, either in your mind or out loud. Even though a part of me believes that I'm not enough, I choose to relax and feel safe now. Still on the side of the hand, even though I've had this belief for so long, that I'm not enough, I'm open to letting it go. And still on the side of the hand, even though this belief is so deep, I can't imagine letting it go. But I'm open to that possibility now. Now tapping on the eyebrow, tapping gently, breathing gently. We're going to explore this belief that you're not enough. We're going to explore the possibility of this idea that you are enough. Side of the eye. And I can't just tell you that you're enough. I can't just say, oh, come on, let it go. Of course you're enough. I know a part of you believes that you're enough. I know you want to have that belief. But for too many of us, deep down, we've been beating ourselves up for so long. We've had so many experiences in our life where we learned that we are not enough. Under the eye. And this belief, it weighs on us every single day. It affects all our decisions as we doubt ourselves, as we limit ourselves, as we beat ourselves up. Under the nose. And we're talking about all these negative things. We're bringing up this garbage about not being enough in order to acknowledge the pain behind it and to begin to let it go. Under the mouth. So I want you to begin to think about where you learned that you're not enough. Who taught you that? Your parents, your school, the world. What happened? Collarbone. Breathing gently. Tapping gently. You are safe. This is deep work right now. Be vulnerable. Be present. Acknowledge these fears, these pains, these memories. Acknowledge the true pain of walking around believing that you're not enough. how much that's cost you. Be present to these feelings now. Under the arm, you are safe. Top of the head, think again of more memories, more ideas, more places. Where did you learn? Where did you decide that you're not enough? Eyebrow, you are safe. It's safe to feel this pain, and it's safe to begin to let it go. Side of the eye. In what places in your life do you feel like you're not enough? Are you not productive enough? Are you not healthy enough? Are you not happy enough? Are you not spiritual enough? Are you not perfect enough? Where are the places that you're putting so much pressure on yourself? Under the eye. Notice that pressure now. Notice just how high you've set the bar. And just how perfect you have to be enough. Under the nose. Notice how often you've compared yourself to others, thinking that they're enough, that what they present to the world, their happiness, their success, their joy, whatever it is that you want that you don't think you have, notice the times that you've put yourself up next to them and thought, once again, I'm not enough. Under the mouth. And notice just how exhausting all of this is. The drain on your energy, your life, your vitality, your creativity, your joy from this belief that you're not enough. Collarbone. And as you notice all these beliefs, all these memories, all these old emotions, you begin to let them go. And stay on the collarbone for a minute or two, letting them go. It's all in the past. It's over. Right now, in this moment, you can start again. You can begin building. Because that's what it is. It's building it. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens tap by tap, step by step, emotion by emotion, decision by decision, feeling after feeling, building this belief that you are enough. And let that belief permeate through every cell of your body. You are enough. It's time now, in this moment, to begin building this belief, this truth. You are enough. It's time to stop beating yourself up. It's time to stop comparing yourself to others. It's time to stop trying to be perfect in every moment. You are enough. Feel that freedom. Feel that relaxation that comes with that belief. And if parts of you are fighting that belief right now, that's okay. Acknowledge the parts of you that are fighting it. And then think once again, I am enough. Think once again, I choose to be enough, no matter what my actions are. Even if I'm not perfect, Even if I procrastinate, even if I'm not present, even if I fall down, even if I mess up, I am enough. Feel that now. Even deeper. Feel that now. Even stronger. I am enough. I'm doing the best I can, and that is enough. Under the arm. So safe. So strong. I am enough. Top of the head. I am enough. Eyebrow. Letting go. Feeling safe. All is well. Side of the eye. Releasing all the times in the past when you felt that you weren't enough. Clear them out from every cell in your body. Under the eye. Forget what the world says. Forget what your family says. Forget what your friends say. Forget what you've decided. Make this choice right now. I am enough. Under the nose. I am flawed. I am imperfect. I won't get it all right. And I am enough. Under the mouth. I'm going to procrastinate. I'm going to eat things that I didn't want to eat. I'm going to skip exercise. And I'm enough. Collarbone. And the magic of this decision is that when you accept yourself with these quote-unquote flaws, then your life opens up in front of you. From that place, you actually exercise. From that place of love and compassion, you make healthy choices. From that place, you're focused and productive. Forgive yourself first. I am enough. Staying on the collarbone, whisper it gently. I am enough. I am enough. Relax into that feeling. Relax into that truth. You are enough. Let it go. All is well. Under the arm. You are enough. Top of the head. You are enough. And you can gently stop tapping and take a breath in. And let it go. One more time. Breathing in. Letting go. Now let's tune back into that belief that we tested at the beginning of this tapping meditation. The misguided belief that you are not enough. And rate the intensity with a new number on a scale of 0 to 10. So if you feel like you are enough now, that would be a 0 on the 0 to 10 scale. Go ahead and mark that on the app now. If a lot of feelings or memories came up for you during this meditation, be sure to note them down. You can tap on them at a later point, or simply repeat this meditation with those thoughts, feelings, and memories in mind. The more you do this process, the more you'll begin to retrain your brain and your body to move from the state of self-doubt and fear to one of deep, lasting peace and confidence. In just these few minutes of tapping, you lowered cortisol and other stress hormone levels in your body. You moved your body into a healing state, and you began to let go of these conscious and unconscious limiting beliefs that are holding you back from creating the life you want. So well done. Use this meditation daily and watch your life, your mind, your spirit transform. Until we tap together again, this is Nick Ortner. Hey, you are enough. I believe in you. You've got this. Take care, and as always, keep tapping.